There's a passage in the book of Hebrews that we've used rather frequently during this time in our worship that gives us a picture, a very brief picture, of what goes on when we engage in our corporate worship together. And it's in chapter 12, and you're familiar with this, but I thought we hadn't read this passage for a while, and we hadn't reminded ourselves of what really happens here on the Lord's Day for a couple seasons, so I thought I would read this passage again to us and just make some comments before we have our confession of sin together. The writer of Hebrews reminds the Jewish Christians of the Hebrew congregation. He says, "For you have not come to a mountain that may be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to darkness, and gloom, and whirlwind, and to the blast of a trumpet, and the sound of words which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word should be spoken to them. For they cannot bear the command, 'If even a beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned.' And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, 'I am full of fear and trembling.' But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the myriads of angels, and to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. You have come to God. He is the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous men made perfect. And you have come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel." Every Lord's Day, we come to worship God corporately. And as we come together in corporate worship, we go someplace together. Did you know that? Do you remember that? Together we go someplace. We spiritually ascend to heaven to join with the angels and the saints that have gone before us. And this time together we become part of the heavenly worship of God, which goes on perpetually. Even when we're not together corporately, we join in that worship. This is that what the call to worship is all about. It's calling us into God's presence. And this is followed by then our corporate confession of sin, which is the gateway into God's presence. Without forgiveness, without mercy, without the shedding of Christ's blood, there's no access to God, is there? None at all. So we confess our sins and recognize the all-sufficiency of Christ's death, the all-sufficiency of his resurrection, which pays for our sins, and in doing so opens up heaven to us. When we do this, we are following the pattern of covenant renewal worship. It's pictured for us under the Old Covenant. If you remember at Sinai, the Hebrews were called to draw near to God, and as they came, they first had to purify themselves by way of sacrifices. Then Moses ascended the mountain to receive God's word to bring to his people. And later, during the time of the temple, before entering the worship, the worshippers offered up sin offerings, animal sacrifices as well, in which the blood of the animal was poured out, and the animal then burned up as an ascension offering to the Lord, turning its smoke to that which is pleasing to God in his nostrils. Now we continue this pattern of temple worship today in the New Covenant, though it looks quite different. There's no animals here today. There's no fire. There's no smoke ascending. We do not offer these things up. But we do confess our sins together, and that's our sin offering. And when we do this by the Spirit, we then ascend to heaven and enter into the temple. But it's not an earthly temple we enter into. It's one not made with hands. We enter into the temple that's in heaven to honor God, to worship Him, to give Him thanks, to give Him praise, to hallow His name. That's why we confess our sins together. So as we confess our sins, remember that as we do so, we have the privilege of coming into God's presence. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the mercy and the kindness that you show to us day by day in Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder when we come together to worship how significant that forgiveness is. And it involves not just us individually, as wonderful and as grand as that is to be able to stand in our home or walk in the woods and know we're forgiven. But now we come together and we confess our sins. And how wonderful it is, Lord, together, corporately, we can come into your presence. And so we do confess our sins to you this morning as a body of believers. We are part of your bride, and yet we are still imperfect. We are part of your people, who you have called unto yourself to be perfect, and yet we often fall short. As a body, not just as individuals. There's much more we can do to glorify your name as his people. So we pray that you would forgive us. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers. And thank you, Lord, for inviting us, and now through Christ's blood, allowing us to be in your presence, to worship you. In your name we pray. Amen.